Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Josh Haven is among thousands of Southwest Airlines passengers who've been stranded this week. And to paraphrase comedian W.C. Fields, all things considered, he'd rather not be in Philadelphia.
To get an email while we're on the train that the flight had been canceled. I mean, the flight's in 2 hours. I've been waiting for 5 days, and now we're not going anywhere.
FlightAware says Southwest accounts for more than 2,500 of the nearly 2,800 U.S. cancellations today. Correspondent Tanya Rivero on possible alternatives.
For travelers stranded right now, here are some tips to help. Most airlines will try to book you on the next available flight, but that doesn't mean they will check other carriers. And try to look for flights that leave in the morning or at night. Those tend to be the most reliable.
With the snow moving out, plows are moving into Buffalo. WIVB TV's Tara Lynch.
With nearly 50 inches of snow covering the streets, the city of Buffalo is facing the next challenge in this historic storm, attempting to clear the roads. Emergency crews are working tirelessly to get the snow, ice, and hundreds of abandoned vehicles off the road.
The West Coast is getting snow and heavy rain from Washington State to California. The surface high, too high for this man in Seaside, Oregon.
A little bit wild, actually. It's been really windy. Power kind of went on and off all night, and power's out now all over the place here.
High tides, known as king tides, and heavy rains caused heavy flooding in Seattle's South Park neighborhood. In China, the government reports low COVID death numbers, but the traffic in hospitals and funeral homes has many thinking the real numbers are probably much higher. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
Relief over the end of lockdowns has been tempered, with a nation now in extreme distress. Some estimates suggest more than half of all Beijing residents are infected. Dr. Howard Bernstein says his Beijing hospital has run out of beds.
The hospital is just overwhelmed from top to bottom.
New York Congressman-elect George Santos says he lied about his education and work resume, but he still plans to take office next month. Some of his fellow Republicans say they're less than thrilled with him. More from CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee said Santos has broken the public trust. And one Republican congressman-elect, Nick LaLota, who will represent a neighboring Long Island district, is calling for a congressional investigation and possible involvement by law enforcement.
Santos's explanation, quote, "We do stupid things in life." Early trading in Wall Street, the Dow is up 73 points. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS20.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Southwest Airlines cancellations are causing travel problems for people flying in and out of Wisconsin. 17 more flights were canceled at Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport yesterday, and another 17 were delayed. Travelers report delays getting in and out of Madison, too. Southwest reportedly canceled more than 2,500 flights nationwide yesterday. Republican leaders are ruling out letting voters adopt or reject future bills. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells Channel 27 in Madison he won't support efforts to change the state constitution to legalize direct ballot initiatives. In sports, Wisconsin beat Oklahoma State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl last night, 24-17, in Luke Fickell's debut as the Badgers head coach. Marquette beat Seton Hall last night, and the Bucks are at Chicago tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I want to thank the Honorable Judge Everett Mitchell in his first foray here on the Earl Ingram Show. He's a wonderful man. And look forward to having additional dialogue with him, as we will have with Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who we're going to have on next week. But anyway, I want to get back to a conversation we were having before Judge Mitchell, and we were I was talking about the difficulties that that single mothers are faced with, and in trying to navigate a system, and you know, rear their children, try to keep them on the straight and narrow, in addition to keeping a roof over their heads, making sure they get educated, and all those different things, and yet, you know, we live in a system that is so judgmental about those mothers and what they are dealing with. And yes, you know, it is easy to say what they should do and what they shouldn't do. But you know, once the child is here, it's a difficult situation. And as Cassandra was saying, she doesn't want to glorify, you know, being a single mother. And I don't know if anybody does glorify that. You know, how can you know, you glorify, you know, unless you're, let's say where they do glorify that is you can be a Kim Kardashian and be a billionaire and have four children, and then you've got people who, while you continue to travel and do your own thing, you've got people who you can afford to pay to stand in your stead, to be there while you are gone and doing what you do, and then when it's time to come back home after your treks all over the world, now you can come and stand and get back to being a parent, you know. But let's be honest, the majority of these women don't have any of those things. And so they don't have the family structure necessary to step in and help, you know, rear and direct and guide and do those kinds of things that just doesn't exist. But as the judge was saying, Judge Mitchell was saying, you know, many of these young kids, frustrated, And so if you look into their backgrounds, a lot of that is they're trying to, and what they want more than anything else is stability in their lives. That doesn't mean the mom doesn't want stability. She also wants stability, you know, but stability is a difficult undertaking when you have children and have to work and have to do all those things that we're expecting, you know, mothers to do. That was a song, man, Connor, and you can look it up and play it, called I'm Not Your Superwoman. I don't know if you've ever heard it. I think she was, young lady's last name is White.
Karen White?
Karen White. I'm Not Your Superwoman. And that's kind of what we are expecting of women who are trying to, you know, navigate the difficulties of life. Let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, good morning. Sorry I couldn't get to you earlier, but you say what?
Oh, that's okay. First, I mean, I just wonder if these people look past themselves. You know, I don't blame Cassandra because she got a divorce. And I don't mean to pick on Cassandra because I think she's a really great person. But the thing is, I think she's only thinking about her own world, and she's going by stereotypes, or maybe she's going by her experiences, which is what we all go by. But I don't think that the things that she's talking about and others are talking about are the rules. I think these are the exceptions to the rules. And I know that she's doing a wonderful job with teaching and everything like that, but no, not all kids are just pieces of, you know, like just not, like she said, not prepared or whatever it might be. I'm sorry, not everyone has the mother that Cassandra was to her children.
That's true.
Not everyone has the lucky sperm club in terms of when they're born. I'm a white male. I have white privilege. You know, and it's like you want to go watch. I know I'm not big into the Royals or anything, but if you want to watch how our society, how racism is interwoven into the fabric of our society, and you have CJ calling up and saying it's black fathers that aren't there. Well, you know what? There's a hell of a lot more white fathers that aren't there just by the majority of human beings.
Yeah, he's just.
It just drives me crazy. It just drives me crazy because it's like they go by what they see on TV or what they hear on Fox News. And they pick one story out and they basically say, see, this is the rule. It's not the rule, it's the exception of the rule, and it's the thing that gets ratings on TV. So I just really, really have a problem with that's not looking at human beings as human beings.
Well, Tom, what I was saying is that, you know, we should offer some assistance, some help.
We spent $828 billion on a military-industrial complex. We let the trillionaires have more, or billionaires have more money that comes from we the people than anything else. And you can take all your welfare programs, you can take everything from the start of time to today, and it doesn't even come close to the S&R or savings and loan scandals and some of those things that have gone on.
Tom, it really doesn't. And you know, I'm a taxpayer too, just like everybody else. I'm not bemoaning the fact that they may take a couple of dollars to help a mother and her child. I'm not bemoaning that, man. Right?
You know, this is why I'm saying they need to have on every paycheck where each of the dollars are going that for our taxes, so people can actually wake up and see that very, very little of their tax dollars are going towards helping people that are down on their luck versus the military industrial complex.
So you heard the judge. Many of these young children wind up, unfortunately, in the system. And you're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. You know,
that's it.
You know, let's deal with it And the earlier we can deal with it, the better chances that those young people are going to be able to do something with their lives. Go ahead.
What's so amazing to me is that these same people that are calling for increased money for, I guess, violence by the police, that's what I'll call it, are the same people that don't want to make it so we have more of an equal society in terms of a middle class and upper class and a lower class. It's amazing to me that these are the same people that say, oh, there's such slugs, blah, blah, blah. $60,000 in order just to be middle class, for God's sakes, people, with two children. With people have no hope, if they have nothing to go for, what are they going to do? That's when your crime goes up. Crime is a direct correlation to the fact that we don't have a equal distribution of wealth in this country.
Hey, Tom, hang on. Let's go to Jake from Eureka, California. Hey, Jake, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl, I've had it with these conservatives, or really what they are these days are, you know, fascists, trying to preach family values in 2022. I'm sorry, like, we all forgot that Donald Trump was just president. You know, that we all forgot about the Jerry Falwell Jr. story with the pool boy. You know, you conservatives want to talk about family values when you have the worst family values possible in your leadership. Herschel Walker, need I say more? Okay. Seriously, who in the hell are these Republicans? Who do they think they are talking about trying to preach family values to anyone? If they want people to get married, if they think marriage is a solution to everything, forget about the fact that most marriages end in divorce these days. But, you know, if they want everybody to get married, cut a check. I'm not talking about tax credits here. If you really care about marriage, put your money where your mouth is, conservatives. Pay for people to get married. You know, marriages are expensive. Honeymoons are expensive. Divorces are real expensive. If you're expecting people to go through that process, you need to pay them to do it. If you really want them to get married, it's about time you stop being so cheap.
Well, so listen, everybody, marriage is not for everybody. And marriages don't always work out. And so this is not just what CJ says, just a bunch of women having babies without being married. That there are women who have been divorced who are in the same situation as women who have children out of wedlock. They are alone after the divorce, and they have to then rear those children basically alone. That's the issue. Hang on. Let's go to Jean. Jean is back from Eau Claire. Jean.
For being the voices of reason, you sound very calm. I want to apologize for losing it on the radio.
No. Go ahead.
But I'll tell you, you know, having worked in that area, mothers that stay home with their kids and don't, or you know what I mean, that don't get remarried and prioritize their kids or have to or have a job, and they probably don't even have time for their kids, but they struggle through all these different issues. They're not Democrat or Republican. We got to get off this train because that just irritates the heck out of me. I've been an independent my entire life.
Hang on. Corinna, I see you. CJ, Tom, we'll come back to all of you. 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your opinions. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Murchison y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 39 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 36. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 46. Temperatures a bit above average. Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, and we in this country, we're expecting, you know, women to be super women. And it's not that way. And we need to stop, you know, judging and pointing fingers at women who are doing the best that they can and do what we can to assist them. It's a cold world out here. It really is. Jean, quickly, let's go back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating to hear this party politics and people saying Democrats are a certain way. We're all human beings. We all have our own histories. We all have different ways, as Tom brought up, of being brought up, advantages, disadvantages, but we're all human beings, and we all have strengths, and we all have weaknesses, and we all have sins. Nobody's without sin. We need to knock this off, and we're supposed to be caring for the children.
Hey, Jean. Yeah, thank you. Let's go to Corinna. Hey, Corinna, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi,
Hi, Earl.
Hello.
You know, the hypocrisy is ridiculous. The fact that the Republicans are calling it handout and blaming females on having children without being married, and the Fox News, after a lot of female voted Democratic this awarding period, announced that, oh, well, they just have to get married and start voting as their husbands would. So besides the fact that they pushed towards an abortion law changes, and the majority of females who actually do abortion in this country are single female who are educated, 25 to 45 years old, with the average of a $50,000 income, because they can afford it. So how are you blaming females on having children alone and not having a children at the same time?
You know, Corinna, you're always on point with your responses. You know, you can't, again, as you stated, on the one hand, say you want women and force them to have the children, and then not be willing to help them once the children, you know, come into the world. That's been my argument all along with people who say pro-life. But then once life comes into the world, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My question is: can you please make your mind what the female needs to do? Because while you're doing that, Texas still have a law from I don't know which year that you should beat your wife with a stick every Friday so she doesn't feel neglected, and at the same time, people saying that the Russians are barbarian, when they actually give a rights and the voting rights and the full rights for females in 1917. Come on now, people.
you know, Corinna, we really do in this country make it difficult on women, and it's easy to point the finger and talk about and blame them for what we are dealing with, but being a single mother and trying to navigate an unforgiving system in this country is more than a notion. And so when you hear people who are just so quick to point the finger and blame them, you realize those are just people who don't have any concept at all about, you know, what it really means to be alone and to try to work through all the things that we ask people to do and rear children. It's more than a notion. Listen, hang on. We got to go to a break. Okay. Dave from San Francisco, you're up next. CJ, we'll come back to you. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. With more than 2,500 flights canceled again today, we're now hearing from the Southwest Pilots Union. Captain Michael Santoro says the airline should have been better prepared.
The infrastructure can't handle the amount of cancellations that happens during these meltdowns, and it snowballs out of control. And they said they're, you know, working on it, but of course, the investment wasn't made.
The snow has moved out. Now help is moving into Buffalo. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
The National Guard started a mission today in which they are going door to door to do wellness checks in the neighborhoods that lost power. Every house.
The FDA has sent a warning to Florida ice cream maker Big Olaf after it was linked to a listeria outbreak earlier this year. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Their equipment and tubs of ice cream were contaminated by the bacteria, according to the regulator, and there were neither enough people or plans to address the issue.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natner with your headlines. Wisconsin residents won't decide whether or not the state's 1849 abortion ban should remain law. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss telling Channel 27 he does not support efforts to change the state constitution to legalize direct ballot initiatives, which is where voters determine policy in binding referendums. Last fall, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said he believed citizens should be allowed to vote on a single referendum item to determine at what point abortion should be illegal. Governor Evers called for a special session in September, proposing a constitutional amendment allowing citizens to vote on state laws. Republican lawmakers gaveled out without discussion. The 1849 ban makes it a felony performing an abortion in Wisconsin unless the mother's life is at risk. However, the law does not clearly define exactly what that means. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We could change the whole story.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines and Dave from San Francisco. Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing? What do you know about single mothers?
Well, I've kissed enough of them that it's caused me.
Come on, man.
Kissed the girls and made them cry. It's sad, yeah.
Georgie, that's Georgie Porgy putting by.
Yeah, and I try to take responsibility for it. But, it's interesting listening to this. Oh, by the way, happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, likewise.
I, Yeah, I don't know if you heard it, but just right after the last election, the Republicans were crying in their beer, and they were, I heard one of the shows, and they were talking about dropping the term conservative from the Republican platform, or dropping it from advertising, dropping it from a standard that they would be using in the future. And so the Republicans no longer want to call themselves conservative because it's pretty well proven that they're not conservative. You know, a true conservative, yeah, slow and steady wins a race. Well, these guys are gamblers. You know, if they're a true conservative in business, doesn't take chances, and they don't tear apart the functions of their operation every 2 years, everybody in business knows that the first year is probably the survival year. If you don't make it in the first year, it's the most expensive year, the toughest year, and for the Republicans to get elected and then just tear apart government, turn it on, turn it off.
You mean like balanced budgets, which is what they've always touted but never been able to achieve?
Yeah, well, there's a good example. But you remember when they were in just before, I guess, what, 3 or 4 years ago when the Republicans ran the House, they would turn government off. They would shut down government, turn it on, right. Turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. You talk about some expense. You know, that is, you can't just turn off Homeland Security. You can't just turn on and turn off the airport, air traffic controllers. You can't just turn it on and turn it off. And that's not a conservative. It's not even a gambler. That's a saboteur. And the reason why a politician gets elected is to manage our property. And so when I hear this business during the news break there, I heard there was talk about whether or not referendums would be allowed in Wisconsin. Well, that's the public's way of getting their points across to stodgy politicians. And if they don't even trust the people enough to allow a referendum,
yes,
that's not conservative.
So, go ahead. So, Dave, hang on. Let's bring CJ on. CJ, you want to respond to Dave?
Well, I would just say that the liberals are better at lying about conservatives' opinions and policies. The mere fact that we didn't believe in no abortions like Chuck Schumer put on the floor up to the day that they were born. We believe in some restrictions. I'd like to know what your restrictions are. But back to the point, I believe criminals and thugs and bum fathers come in all colors. I'm not just talking about black bum fathers. I'm talking about all of them, white, brown, black, you name it. They should be held accountable and responsible for helping that that sperm seed, as Earl speaks of. Child support should be criminal. If they're not paying child support, I'm the one standing up for that single mother. You guys are just trying to promote it and condone it. You don't care. You want the government to pay for it. So we're living your Democrat Party, the progressive, the liberal, the Marxist world. We're living it. We're seeing it. We're seeing the deterioration of the family structure. There's no fathers in these kids' lives.
Let me ask you, CJ, was this a problem under President Donald Trump?
Oh my God!
You are pointing fingers and saying that this is happening. This is new. This has happened under the Democrats. You didn't say.
I gave you statistics, Earl. In the '70s, there were 25% were born without a father in the home. What is it today, Earl?
CJ, I don't even.
What is it now, Earl?
Your statistics. You pull out of a can.
Okay. Yeah, the U.S.
You know,
that's where
CJ,
I get my statistics from.
Well, that's what you say. Yeah, but the bottom,
okay, well.
But the bottom see, line
I
is.
I give you facts, Earl, and you demean me.
Well,
so,
hey, CJ.
The mere fact that our families.
What you call
kids,
facts. What you,
black
what,
women have four times the amount of abortions than white children.
That's absolutely a lie again. Let me say to you, CJ, that you know you don't know any better. And
what
and,
don't
and
I
so,
know? I'm giving
and,
you
and
U.S.
So,
census statistics.
And,
this is Planned Parenthood statistics.
And so let me say this to you, man, because I'm not even looking at those statistics, but I can tell you.
I know you're not.
I can tell you that those statistics are absolutely whatever it is you're reading, to say that black women have four times more abortions.
More likely to have an abortion. That is the fact. Four times more likely to have an abortion than a white child.
Hey, CJ. As I stated,
Planned Parenthood.
CJ, here's the difference. When I started talking about this subject, I didn't mention black or white. You're the guy who brought the racial component into it.
No,
I didn't.
I was called the racist.
I was talking about.
I was called the racist.
Listen to me, man. I was talking about women. I distinctly said women. You are the guy.
Yeah, and I'm standing up for them. I'm standing up for them. You're not.
They don't need a person like you to stand up for them because you can't even
you denying
understand.
The facts isn't standing up for them, Earl. You're denying the statistics, the facts, the fatherless bums that run in all colors. You want to claim the callers called me racist.
CJ, as I said before, I'm the guy who set this conversation into motion and talked about supporting those women. Okay?
Ask that question, Earl. You can do it.
Hey, CJ, you know, many, many fathers are locked up, right? Right? There's some fathers locked up, right?
Oh,
okay.
God.
So let me clearly state, you know, you and as Dave was talking about, you claim to be this conservative, right? You claim to be somebody who's focused on what's in the best interest of people's lives, right? That's what you as conservatives always talk about. But if you listen to you long enough, there's nothing about anything that you and other conservatives say that lead anybody because you want to ride this moral train.
No, I want people held accountable. The person, the father, the mother that doesn't take birth control, wear a rubber, do you want
Donald Trump held accountable?
Oh, yes. I've told you that every time
the
Trump family, the Biden family. You never hold the Biden family accountable.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if anybody in the Biden family has done what Donald Trump has done in his life with his sons and the rest of his family.
President Trump took $10 million from China.
Here's what I'll say to you. We know that Donald Trump has not paid his fair share of taxes.
Oh my God. We knew
it as the president of the United States. When the information comes out, that $10 million you keep talking about with the Biden family.
Doesn't change the fact that your party, your city is Democrat control, and it's going down the toilet as you continue to vote Democrat. So you continue it. We're less prosperous. We're less safe. We have more unwanted children.
You
name it.
Thank you very much for the call. Man, you know, Sandy was right yesterday when he told me, listen, it's hard to have a conversation with CJ because he's, what do you call it? He's only got one-way traffic. He only knows one way to travel, and that's straight ahead. He doesn't know anything about having a dialogue of anything other than what he has to say that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Tom. Tom. Let's go to Rico. Hey, Rico.
Hey, Earl, how you doing? Hey, I thoroughly enjoyed you, Everett Mitchell, being on your show, and that's what makes shows like yours and civic media so important, and we get to hear these candidates, and I can tell you just by listening to the guy, oh, my gosh, the integrity and the honesty and the sheer compassion in this man. I mean, there's no better choice. There's no better choice for judges than to have guys like this on the court. Although I do want to say I kind of like him where he's at, and which brings me to, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because it leads me right to my next point. You get guys like that CJ, all these conservatives. All they want to do is point fingers and place blame, and that's what I enjoy about your show, Earl, is that we need to get everything out on the table and start looking for solutions, not finger pointing and blaming and figuring out statistically who had more abortions and who had less abortions, whose family values. I mean, that you could talk about that stuff till the end of time. Let's get some things out. Let's discuss them. And I thoroughly enjoyed. Go ahead.
Finish your point, Rico. Finish your point.
I thoroughly enjoyed listening to this man speak, and in just doing so, made my mind up right away. I'm 62 years old, Earl. I've been around a little while, and it doesn't take long to listen to somebody to understand that you can hear the honesty, and not only that, the compassion, which translates directly to passion in this man's voice. He's not a politician. He's not a double-tongued snake.
you know, Rico, man, I'm honored that guys like you from Rock County and other parts of the state tune in to this show, because I always say that I have the most diverse radio listening audience of anybody in the state. Just a fact. Because you know, I like to talk about things that impact and affect all of us. And the human condition isn't black, it isn't white, it isn't Democrat, it isn't Republican. It is the human condition that impacts and affects us all. And if you ever listen to my show, you know that that's where my focus is. And it's always going to be there. And I'm always honored to have guys like you take the time out of your busy schedule, man, to listen. So, man, thank you. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
I can feel that.
listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 39 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 36 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Dry with temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know, I pride myself in having a diverse audience. And to me, that's what radio should be about, right? I mean, it should be differing views and conversations. And if along the way it becomes a little entertaining, that's fine. But I don't ever pick out subjects based on entertainment. I pick out subjects based on what we are faced with as human beings collectively. Let's go back to Cassandra. Hey, Cassandra.
Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes.
I just would like to counter some of the comments that CJ made earlier. The first comment about abortions and black women. Black women are not four times more likely to have an abortion than white women. It's on par with white women, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less, but four times number
is ridiculous.
I don't know where he got that.
Now,
and the second point he made was he inferred that black males were deadbeat fathers. And I just want to point out some of the facts. White females are more likely to remarry than black females. They have a larger marriage applicant pool. And as a result of that, because they are more likely to remarry than black females, oftentimes what will happen is that even though the white biological father may not be paying child support, that person from the second marriage, the second husband, will provide for the family. Also, something else that that is not considered is this, and that is that when white females remarry, the children of the first marriage, if the father walked out and is no longer, the biological father is no longer in the picture, then the children are more likely to be adopted. So, so those are a lot of variables that are in favor of white families. So, I did want to put that, you know, that information out. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was motherhood. And something that that was never addressed is how do we prevent divorce? And, you know, I counsel a lot of young women who are considering marriage. And the piece of advice I give to young women is to delay marriage until their late 20s. And Unfortunately, there's not a lot of time, but I would love to hear from Jeannie, who calls in. But women change so much in their 20s. The qualities that they find attractive in a mate in their early 20s will most likely change when they get older in their late 20s and early 30s.
But that's both men and women. I'll tell you that.
You know what? I can't... I can see that from the perspective of a woman, but if you believe that's the case with males as well.
Yes, it is.
I would say that a marriage is more likely to be sustainable if both individuals delay marriage until later and also until they have their careers. They need to, they need to feather their nest.
And you're talking about some maturity. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm sure there might be another caller, but thanks for taking my call.
No, your point, Cassandra, is right on point. We live in a society that there was a time when the younger the woman was that they wanted. It was kind of like, you got to get married early. And the earlier you got married, the more, I guess, you could say, I got mine, right? This shortage of men and this belief that the men aren't going to be around and the pressures that used to be on women to get married early because they had to get theirs, right? And I don't know if that's still a part of a thought process in the society, but I do know. In my lifetime, that was a part of it, and I don't know so much if that's what it is anymore.
Yeah. Well, I just counsel younger people to wait until they're much older to marry. You have a good day.
And that should also be, that way with having children, right?
This is true.
I mean, it clearly is more advantageous that you will become a better parent, a better human being, a better person, the longer you wait to become a parent, a father or mother. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way, and there isn't always a guarantee that that's going to be any better. There are no guarantees in life. It's just that people are in a more stable situation when you know who you are, right? I mean, when you know who you are and you look in the mirror and you know, Cassandra, you know who you are in your life. Is it safe to say that?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm Earl. I know who I am. I didn't always know who I was, but today I know with a surety who I am. So it makes me more a stable person, a more stable individual. And, I'm not saying people have to wait until, they're a grizzled old man like me, a 68 years old. But, before you know who you are, but... You gotta at least you don't get to this point at 21, right? You just don't. Life experience is what brings that about. Hey, Cassandra, thank you as always. I really appreciate talking to you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you,
everybody who made the show go. Really, really appreciate it. The show is about the audience. It's never been about me. I'll be back on tomorrow. Connor, great work as always. Thank all of you. Enjoy the weather. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every week.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming.